Hey, Ash.
Hey, Taryn.
Wait, what was that meme we saw the other day about, I think we posted it. Someone, like, sent it, or did you recommend doing it? The one where it's
you gave
the
me
people
nothing.
In the car, and it says something about...
Oh, we posted it.
Oh, we did. What did it say again? That was so funny.
It was like, hey, Ash, hey, Taryn. Hey, do you want to listen to a podcast? And the passenger is like, no. And then the next clip is... The driver by himself, the passenger got kicked out, and the quote is, hey, Ash, hey, Taryn.
I think about that. I mean, that was only like a month ago, but I think about that all the time.
Really?
When like I think about starting the podcast.
I forget who I saw post it, but I literally sent it to Mandy and I was
so
like,
funny.
Do this.
It was so funny. Anyways, did you know that this is disgusting, actually.
Oh.
Wearing headphones for just an hour increases the bacteria in your ear by 700 times.
I'm actually not. Oof.
Here's my thing. I don't get it. Like, because unless the bacteria is coming from the headphones,
I'm assuming that's what it is.
But, like, if you clean your headphones.
But how often do you clean your headphones?
Is it that bacteria cycles out of your ears, so when you put something in, it's trapped in there? Like, you know what I mean?
No. So you have your mouth, you have your nostrils, you have your ears. Those are, like, the main things on your face that are, like, canals to inside you.
Okay.
And your headphones, you sit on the counter, you sit at the table at the coffee shop, your fingers, how clean are they, you know? And I know we all clean our AirPods, but, like, how often do we actually clean them? I set mine down on the table all the time.
I clean them so that visually they don't look gross.
Exactly. Exactly. And like, if you offer it to your friend, you want it to look nice.
Yeah, that's the worst when you're like,
when
you go to hand
it,
and you're
like,
oh my God. What in the Q-tip?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I'm leaving for Africa this week. The day that this episode comes out, I'm leaving for Africa on Saturday, which is like a full, you know, day's journey.
Yeah.
My headphones are going to be in my ear the entire time.
Yeah.
I will be packing some Clorox wipes in preparation.
The difference of the over-ear ones.
I love the over-ear ones.
I do too.
So my AirPods. I do. But after a long period of time, they hurt.
Yeah,
and they always have. I don't know.
I think
the shape
they have
isn't
small
great.
Small ear holes.
For me, I agree. So for long-term flights, I love over-the-ear headphones because one, of the sound cancellation, and then two, they're just way comfier.
Yeah.
But I'll bring both.
I wish, like, you know, in-ears, mm-hmm. If you didn't know, me and Ash are, like, professional musicians.
Yeah.
And we both have our own personal in-ears because we're, like, so legit. my in-ears, because it's that, like, memory foam material.
Those are nice.
I could wear those for days.
I could
sleep
in those.
Literally.
Actually.
So sub it up, Apple.
Maybe I'll do that.
Why did they do that?
Well, there is the AirPod Max, not the Max, because those are the headphones, but the AirPod Pros.
I think have I have those,
the little
though.
Rubber yeah. inserts.
It still is not that comfortable.
I agree, but they are on the right path.
Yes.
They could step it up.
But you know what? They probably don't, because then every time they release a new model, you're mm-hmm. hopeful it will fix the problem.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Apple.
Yeah, Apple.
They get us every time.
Every time.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And we're here with another episode.
We are.
It's another Monday.
Yes.
In the books.
In the books.
Did y'all hear we got a Signal Award? We're professionals now. We're actual podcasters
we hope you heard
now.
Because we said it.
I think we, specifically me, I don't want to put this on you, but I struggle with I am not real. I'm not legit. You know, the, what's it called?
Oh, imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome, yeah. And in my head, I'm not a podcaster. I'm just faking it till I make it. But that Signal Award changed the game for me.
Yeah.
I'm a podcaster. I'm a professional podcaster.
You know what, though? Like, the other day I was talking to a friend who's thinking about doing a podcast.
Wait, can I pause you for a second?
Yeah.
Everyone's coming out with podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But doesn't it feel so cool that we've been doing this for a while?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I feel like everyone I know is wanting to do one.
In this same conversation, I had said that we just hit our 200th.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that's a big deal. He was, because he said, he was like, a lot of people do podcasts, but like that shows like. You guys have people still wanting to listen after 200 episodes.
Yeah.
And like, I think our like UA fam is like, it's always been like gradually like growing.
Steady growth. We love.
It's exciting. Keep us growing. Send us to everyone you know.
And we're going to unpack, continue.
But it was so cool because I told, like, we were talking about it. And then I was like, yeah, like, ask me any questions. And so he was just kind of like picking my brain about like podcast stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really cool because I felt I feel like there's a lot of unknown in any type of like creative outlet, especially with social media, because it's so, you can't control it. It is literally a mind of its own. Yeah. Like, it's a beast that no one's seen, but they're trying to, like, manage, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like I was like, no, I do have some, like, insight to give. And, like, just talking about different things about studio and different things about, like, our flow as, like, co-hosts and mm-hmm. all these different things. And it was really cool. Like, I just felt very, like, I know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? It was fun. It was fun.
Huh. I love that for you.
I love it for us.
I love it for us. Yeah. No more imposter syndrome.
No, Ash. We're doing this. We're doing this.
How you been, Taryn?
I've been great. I'm trying to think what's changed from 20 minutes ago when we wrapped our last episode. this holiday season, we decided to bulk up episodes so that we could enjoy just time with our family. And we had different trips and stuff planned and surgeries, fun things. And it was really cool to do that. But also, like, we can only bulk up so many. So now that we're back, we're, like, by the skin of our teeth. So today we were like, we need to get one cushion just in case.
Just
like,
a cushion. I'm traveling soon. And I was like, we need to have a cushion.
Any more dislocated body parts, joints, more body parts removed. Like, we just want to cover all the bases.
We're a mess.
We are.
We're unwell. And I love that you guys get to just join the journey with us.
Someone commented on something I posted. Because we did do a repeat. We replayed our most popular episode.
Which was with Remy and Alicia.
Yes. And that was like in the midst of like when I was in surgery, you were like out of town. So we just like couldn't get together to record. Yeah. And someone commented and was like, I'm really worried. Like, because they had been seeing my stuff and your stuff about being hurt.
Yeah.
And then we post like a repeat episode for like one of the first times we've ever done that.
Yeah.
And it was just funny because everyone's like, are you guys okay?
Everyone's like, hey.
Like, are you alive?
Not recording the pod doesn't look good on you.
Yeah.
Where you been?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, but no, I'm good. I was very insecure about my dirty hair last episode, so I put a beanie on.
problem solved.
Slapped a beanie on.
I mean, I didn't do my hair. That's why I have a hat.
And moving on, I should have worn a hat. All I had in my car was this beanie that's not even mine. I was supposed to be giving it back to someone, so.
Well.
Now I'm ready to rob your banks.
Your win.
Steal your men. What?
Feel free to watch our YouTube video to fully get why she's saying that.
I have a weird shaped head.
Anyways, I have an excellent tearing it up for today.
Cool.
You ready?
Hit me.
Tearing it up, work edition, the bagel bar.
That sounded like a reading a book on tape. Chapter 20, the bagel bar. Yeah. It was a cold afternoon.
Tearing it up, work edition, the bagel bar. Hi, Ashley and Taryn.
Hello.
Hope you both are doing well. Your podcast is my favorite one to listen to, and it just brightens my Mondays. My name is Emily, and you can use my name, and I'm from Connecticut.
I feel like we haven't had a real name. Wait.
Oh, we haven't had a real name in a while.
Yeah, it's our anonymous fam has been, like, strong.
They've been doing really good. Yeah. What's CT? Is that Connecticut?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, good. I second guess myself for a second. I should never do that.
No, you're so smart.
I started a new job at a small advertising firm last year. I have a work-related tearing it up that just happened earlier this morning, and I'm still mortified from it. You guys have been sitting in stuff like immediately after it happens, and it makes our day.
I love it.
To set the scene, I'm at my desk in the new office when the president of my company says hi as she walks by. We exchange pleasantries, and I get back to my work. When everyone is in the office, my company sets out bagels on the kitchen island for everyone to grab. I love that.
I'm like,
that'd be a big problem for me.
That sounds amazing.
Big problem. I generally peek out from my desk to see if there is someone I can chit-chat with, like my friend who's obsessed with Taylor Swift, and we still don't know how we even got tickets. Oh my God, how'd you get tickets?
Congrats.
Tell me everything. I decide I want a bagel. Screw carbs when I have a ton of work to do. Exactly. You need the energy.
Yeah.
And head over to the kitchen, which is just a short walk across the room. I approach someone with their head down typing on their phone, and I think, oh, it's my friend who I haven't seen since before our holiday break. I launch into a cheery greeting with a, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. And then the person looks up from their phone, and it's not my friend, but it's the president of the company. Who I just talked to. The president goes, hi, how are you? How are you doing? And how was your winter break? You're probably thinking I was smart enough to say something like, oh, I thought you were someone else. I just talked to you. But my socially awkward and nervous self goes into a long conversation and ended up telling her about all my client work and how I would like to try out some new accounts. At least I didn't end or lead with the Taylor Swift music that I originally thought I was going to talk about. Hope y'all can get a good laugh from my awkward encounter with the president of my company and telling her about my day twice. Have a fabulous day. Love, Emily.
It's so funny because, like, I think one of the reasons why, like, I don't get embarrassed as easily anymore is because I've become so used to, like, I just call things out right away. Like, mm-hmm. immediately I would have been like, oh, my gosh, I just talked to you. I totally thought you were someone else and, yeah. like, move forward.
Yeah.
And then that same situation, like, to me, I'd be like, oh, that was just, like, a normal thing that happened.
Yeah.
But when you do struggle with, like, being, like, socially uncomfortable or doing stuff, then it turns into, like,
this. It gets big, so much worse. Yeah. I've learned that because I Emily, am you.
No, I was going to say, yes.
I am you. And I used to just, like, curl up into a ball when awkward stuff like that would happen because I didn't know how to react to it. And, you know, now that I am just the confident 33-year-old self that I am, the past, like, 5 years, I've really just realized it's way easier and way better. Talk about it now. Admit it now. Come out with it now. Stop trying to pretend like it didn't happen because it obviously did. Yeah. And you look like an idiot trying to pretend
Wait,
that it didn't.
I just remembered I had a tearing it up happen yesterday.
What?
Okay. Okay. Let me set the scene. Mm-hmm. Walk in to this my friend's going away party. Mm-hmm. And this guy that I, like, know, like, we're cool, he, like, walks up to give me a hug. And I don't know. I think I've been hugging awkward recently because of my neck. Like, I'm a little bit more protective of it. So, like, I'll whatever.
A little side
but
hug.
But he, like, he went in for like a hug, like not just like a, hey, how are you doing? Which is what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Like he held on to me for a long time. Uh-huh. Well, I didn't turn my neck in time. And I don't know why my mouth was open.
What?
So my teeth, I literally hugged him like that. And then he held me for a really long time. And I was just so aware, like my teeth
lipstick
were digging into his shoulder.
Oh.
I had just put lip gloss on.
Oh, my God.
So I pull away and I look. And not only is it a perfect outline of my lips, but it's a perfect outline of my open mouth lips. Like, literally, like.
What color shirt was he wearing?
A light gray. And mine was, like, a maroon lip gloss.
Oh, no.
So I, like, sit there for a second. And he, like, walked away. And I was just like. That's lips.
That's me.
I could be identified for a crime by that lip imprint.
Yeah.
So I ended up just, I like walked up to him and I'm like, bro, you caught me off guard. Like, and I pointed it out and he was like dying. And then I just like sat there and tried to like get it off of him. But I was like, I just like bit this person and then stamped my lips, my open mouth.
That reminds me of, have you seen the TikTok of the girl at a bar who's like drunkenly kissing guys on the backs? It was, I don't know her handle, but if you know, you know. It's this girl who's at a bar and she reapplies red lipstick and multiple times people, and she's like crying laughing because her friend and her are doing this. They're at a really crowded bar and every guy that she can find with a white shirt on, she like bumps into them and kisses their back and leaves this giant kiss
Dude,
mark.
I wonder how many relationships she's ended by that. Like they come home and are like, their girlfriends are like, how is line dancing or whatever? Yeah. And it's like,
they're like, why the hell is there a kiss mark?
But I brought that tearing it up because I remember being younger. And you remember when, like, you hug your crush and he has, like, a white shirt and your face makeup gets on him?
Yeah.
Or, like, deodorant on a black shirt or something?
Yeah.
And it's, like, the most mortifying thing. Like, you'll do anything to be like, oh, someone got makeup on you.
Someone got makeup on
you. Doesn't even match my face. So, like, it's obviously not mine. But then, I've just come into being, like, the second you just, like, acknowledge it right away.
That's funny you say that because Saturday that happened to me.
Yeah.
The foundation thing. It was way later. It was, like, after the party. My boyfriend's friend was super drunk and a song came on and he like grabbed me and started twirling me and then pulled me in to like dance like kind of awkwardly. And it wasn't, my face literally hit him. Like it was just like a, more like a ball bouncing off a wall. And I left a foundation mark on his shirt. And I remember being like, I was like, oh, should I tell him? And then I was like, it's dark, it's late, he's fine.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to know. He probably never knew.
He probably
thought it was his girlfriend.
Well, if he was super drunk too, like he probably would have no way of knowing.
It was one of those things where it's maybe it's like this like female like instinct. I immediately saw it. Like without even, it was dark.
No, because you feel it happen and you know.
I immediately saw it. And I was like, damn, I did that. Oh, well.
I'm so sorry.
Whoops.
I don't even know you that well.
Don't forget to send in your tearing it ups, guys, because they are the best part. My
best
favorite part.
Best part of waking up is falling in your cup.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Shall we get into the stories?
Let's get into it, Taryn. Let's do it.
My story is called I Like Him, But He Has a Girlfriend.
That's a problem.
I see some hiccups.
Yeah. To some people. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Let's, I give my actual advice, let's find out who you are.
Let's finish the story. Okay. Dear Ashley and Taryn, I adore the podcast and have honestly written in so many, many times.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know that.
We haven't chosen
Well, words. I don't know. Maybe you guys do mean it as like a slap in the face, but when the emails start, it's like, I've written into you about so many.
So sorry.
I'm always just like, oh.
I'm so sorry.
So sorry. But also like,
but it's 'cause I admire that you keep coming back.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the spirit.
You never know. When the algorithm of our email inbox. Anyway, I don't know what I'm
what?
Talking about. Okay, shh. You've sort of become my online diary.
Oh,
sorry for the influx of emails, but it's been very therapeutic, even if you never get to read them. Basically, some backstory. I'm a freshman in college. I've had zero romantic relationships in all my years of age. That made me feel
so
old.
I'm so sorry. Did she say her age?
She's a freshman in college, so okay. She has to be young. You just made me feel so old. Because I've had almost the same amount of years of age since the time I was in. Wait.
I did. What did you even say? That was horrible.
It's the baby.
I could not. Taryn wasn't made for beanies. It's cutting off her blood circulation. She's not thinking clearly.
Yeah, it's forcing the dirty
I don't even
hair.
Know. What's I don't even I know where you were going with it,
know.
But I don't fully know where you were going with that.
Shush. You shush. Oof.
Want to try again? Want to take another whack at it?
We're going to move right past
it. Okay, that's fine.
I don't know where I am and I can't see cuz I'm crying. Okay. I feel so she's had zero romantic relationships freshman in college.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really underdeveloped, immature, and like a late bloomer that will never bloom because of this. I don't understand what is wrong with me. I know I'm pretty in a non-bragging way. That's not bragging.
Oh, you're aware.
If I was like, I'm the hottest girl in the world, first of all, facts. But second of all, that would be bragging. But if I'm like, I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Okay. So I really think it comes down to my personality. I demand a lot of others. A guy can show interest in me, but I find that one thing I don't like and I completely cut them off. Honestly, same.
My sister.
Yeah. I'm also incapable of forming deep emotional connections because it makes me feel weak. Any hint of me developing feelings, I completely close the door. I'm also very insecure about myself because I've never dated. I also, it's like this poor girl. I also can't do casual. Even though I've never been in a relationship, I know I'm a relationship person and I need comfort and security. Now, all of this might seem unrelated, but basically, I've had one semester in college and my streak of no guys has remained. But there's this one guy that has thrown me off my course. I never would have paid attention to this guy because he does have a girlfriend. And then she put in
parentheses, yep, brackets.
Long distance.
Got it.
I'm the kind of person that has a very strict guideline on what is right or wrong. Mm. Going for a guy with a girlfriend, very wrong. I'm glad you said it. The thing is, I start to like guys only when they like me first. I think it's kind of a defense mechanism.
100%.
I've definitely had where I found out a guy liked me and it made me
like him. All of a sudden, he's hot.
Literally.
All of a sudden, he's everywhere you look. All of a sudden, he's like,
your dream.
Just gushing. Person. Yeah. And yep, it's so funny how knowing you won't get your feelings hurt does that to you.
That's a very good way of putting it.
Yeah. All of a sudden you're not vulnerable.
Yep. Yep.
It's 1,000% a safety mechanism.
Wow. Okay. I'll never look weak or stupid liking a guy that doesn't like me first. So this guy, when I first met him, I thought nothing of it. Then we go out one night. Alcohol gets in the mix. We're legal in our country. Thanks for clarifying. I didn't even think that. Yeah. Like, when's drinking age? And he just starts giving me the vibes. Mm. I didn't want to admit it to myself because it felt cocky to think that someone with a girlfriend liked me. But deep down, I felt it. I reciprocated nothing because, again, girlfriend. But it did spark some feelings. I let it go because when we're not out and not drinking, he shows zero interest, as do I. And we barely see each other. Then on another night out, he starts getting really touchy and grabbing my waist and hands. The time it hit its peak, we were both drunk and at a party. He grabs me by the waist and starts talking to me so that we are face to face. I swear it felt like if I let it happen, he would have kissed me. But then this other friend came to look for us and the moment ended. I secretly thank this friend every day because I don't know if I would have pushed him away in that state. Mm. Stuff like this happens every night. We go out and we're in the same place. Really innocent stuff if it wasn't for the fact that he has a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. The problem is now I start looking forward to going out when he goes out because of it.
Yeah.
I start noticing him at parties, wanting to talk to him. It's gotten to the point that I now look for him outside of parties and daydream about him, look at his Instagram stories, etc. Hate it. Oof. I think it's my lack of male attention. He gave me 1 ounce of attention and I'm hooked. I hate it because I know that what I'm doing is wrong. I also know that I shouldn't even like him because he's an a-hole. He flirts with me while having a girlfriend, but only when he's drunk. In my crazy scenarios I make up in my head, if he were to break up and get together with me, I could never trust him. But even though I know these things, I can't stop my feelings. I truly, truly wish I could. I also feel dumb because I know his quote-unquote feelings for me don't go beyond the physical party hookup, and I hate playing games like this. While I'm over here thinking about him, when a love song comes on.
Yeah.
I've never really liked a guy like I like him, and it sucks. I'm the type of girl that does want a boyfriend because I want that security, being able to have that one person to share feelings with, and I just know that it will never happen with him and that it really shouldn't. I feel like an idiot writing all this down, but it's how I feel, and I really need some advice. Thank you so much. Love, Anonymous. And then she put at the end, by the way, I'm an Enneagram type 1, in case that helps you give you some insight on who I am.
Well, that confirms everything on why your right and wrong is so black and white.
Yep. And the sense of justice. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be very careful because I see a lot of what you're doing and I've been there before. And same. I know how hurt I got when the relationship I painted in my head wasn't actually there.
Yeah.
And from what I'm listening, it sounds, or from what I just heard, it sounds like he flirts with you when he's a little drunk and you're there, and then you're over here daydreaming about getting together with him. It's very different.
Yeah.
It's extremely different. And I, you know, flirting aside and him being a douchebag while he has a girlfriend, like all of that aside, he hasn't promised you anything.
Yeah.
He's not taking you seriously. And I think it's important that someone tell you that. And yeah. It sounds like you already know, like the way you're writing, like you're aware, which I love that about you. I feel like we'd be friends. I love that you can like, it feels like you can step away from the situation, see it as what it is, but those feelings are still there. So what you have to figure out how to do is to control your feelings. I think something I messed up with around that age and daydreaming about like crushes that I had was allowing myself to daydream.
Yeah.
I'd be on the treadmill at the gym listening to songs, just picturing my life with this person, and that is doing nothing but hurting you. Mm-hmm. It's a waste of your time and emotions, and it's very important that you realize it's not being reciprocated. He has a girlfriend who he has made promises to. He's not yours. You are not his. And it's really important that you hear that. And I hate to say it so bluntly, but like, I'm trying to save you time from getting your feelings hurt. So I think something that needs to be done is you're going to run into him. Obviously, you guys are friends. Expect that. I think what we need to start doing is actively taking steps towards distancing/protecting yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't hug him high. I'm not saying you can't, you know, run into him at a party or chat or anything. But when he comes up, pinch yourself and be like, this isn't real.
Yeah.
When you catch yourself, you know, at your study desk, like daydreaming about him, pinch yourself and be like, this isn't real. Yeah. And you got to change the channel in your head just to protect your feelings. Because that's such a long process of liking someone than being devastated when, oh, he chose his girlfriend. Look, of course he chose his girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's his girlfriend, you know?
Yep.
Your turn.
I have, unfortunately, experience in this area that was pushed on me, not by choice. Mm. And I will say, and I'm having deja vu.
Interesting. Are we supposed to be here?
You're meant to hear this. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you didn't listen to the last episode, so rude. okay. This is one of my like Taryn moments where I'm like, I'm gonna say it loud so you hear me in the back. Mm-hmm. Your first relationship, mm-hmm. your first innocent love. Mm-hmm. I've talked about that plenty of times. You have your first innocent love that you have no walls built up because you have no experience that's taught you to build walls, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That is the one that is going to impact the rest of your future with relationships. Mm-hmm. I unfortunately got forced into this other girl scenario and it messed me up so bad because I then developed this sense of always seeking and needing to be chosen over another person because mm-hmm. I wanted to feel like I was enough for someone to choose me.
Yeah.
I struggled with that the entire rest of my like romantic relationships for the rest of my life. Oof. Also, when you are the other person, even if like you weren't aware you were, mm-hmm. you get a firsthand experience of how easy it is for someone to cheat on another person or to flirt with another person. And even though you're not the person being cheated on, you develop massive trust issues.
Yeah. Which only makes
massive
sense.
Massive trust
issues.
That
only makes sense.
Yes. So when I'm reading your email, I just want to like run and grab you and be like, girl, run. Like get out of there before too much damage is done and you actually hook up with him or you actually start hanging out more one-on-one and start developing those feelings more. And I would have the motivation of I need to do this for myself so mm-hmm. that I don't have to deal with these feelings for the rest of
my life.
It's
so weird how it's not actually about him. This is all about like you protecting yourself.
Because he clearly doesn't give a crap to protect your feelings or his girlfriend who he's supposed to be committed to.
Yeah.
So I think you said it very clearly in your email, and I think it's the only thing you need to think about.
Yeah.
Even if you end up with this dude, you're not going to trust him, and you're not going to be able to get over the fact of how he treated you while he had a girlfriend. So I think we can safely say you do not have a future with this guy. Mm-hmm. So if I were you, I would create so much space. All I would take from it is the validation that you are desirable. Like, guys do want something to do with you, but this guy does not deserve the reciprocation.
Yeah.
So I would be very careful how far you let this go, and I would move on to someone who deserves something more, especially because you said you're a relationship person, not just a hookup person. This situation, if you let it go, is going to destroy you.
Yeah. Even though we're not doing this for him, I think it is way sexier and way hotter for you to have that boundary and like shove it in his face.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to be like, don't you have a girlfriend? Don't touch me.
Yep.
I think that is hot. I think that is sexy. That would probably leave him wanting you more. Not that that's the reason, but like,
no, yeah.
I think someone calling someone out for stuff like that is so, it's just so attractive in a human being. Guy, girl, doesn't matter. And I think it's important for you to start practicing that now and vocalizing that now, because I could only imagine you in the future. Like, if this is you at this young of an age, imagine you like dating later in your 20s and being so confident in who you are, what your values are, and like who you will and will not put up with.
Yeah.
And that'll just like him hearing that would probably just be like, damn, like I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Also, I mean, if you're watching or listening or a fan of this podcast, which you've written in plenty of times, so obviously you think me and Ash are super cool.
You like us.
You like us, right? I'm just going to say, I did not start my first boyfriend. I was like a sophomore or junior in college. I had never dated anyone before. Mm-hmm. I had my first love who screwed me up was like this guy in high school, but we never, that's what I'm saying. You have to be so careful. We never were even boyfriend and girlfriend, mm-hmm. and he still did enough damage that I still have issues from him.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't date anyone until I was older. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a great person. You obviously think I'm a great person because you love our podcast. Ash, like, you dated, but it's like, you didn't have like a guy you were like so into until you were older.
My first serious boyfriend, I was 20.
Yeah.
I had like a boyfriend in middle school, didn't date anyone in high school.
Yeah.
All the guys in my high school were not it. And honestly, neither was I. So it was, can we normalize not dating until older? Yeah. Because that's, it's actually really normal, and I feel like people hide it out of shame or thinking that like they weren't good enough or they weren't hot enough.
It's ridiculous.
And also, it's so stupid.
There's a lot of people that are going through divorces and having to date again because they rushed into getting married.
Yeah.
A lot of them, I think, to fulfill this pressure of, oh, I need to like start dating and get married young, and end up getting with the wrong person and are miserable in their life.
Or they felt a crush on someone, thought it was love, and dove into a life with them, and it wasn't their person. Yeah. And I think there is nothing wrong with not having a dating background.
Yep.
Especially at your age. It's not like you're expected to have had a boyfriend and have had relationship experience at that age. Like, it's just, you're still figuring out life. And I think it's important, again, I can't remember if this was this episode or the last episode, but talking about like our values and where we get it. Again, it's not from guys, it's not from relationships, it's not from work, it's not from career. Like, you have to have value in yourself. And if you are thinking that having a relationship is going to make you better in some way, then it sounds like you're not ready for a relationship yet.
Yeah.
Like an actual relationship. Because she said she wants a relationship.
Yeah.
Then we should get that in check first, because otherwise you might carry that into having.
Yeah, I agree.
To the person that you have a relationship with.
The last thing I'll say is, you said something in the beginning about just how you're very like picky, and like if someone has something you don't like, you cut it off, or you like don't give people chances. Mm-hmm. And then you also mentioned that you're a one. Mm-hmm. So I would be careful about how intense you're. There's a difference between standards and then just like, unrealistic expectations.
Yes.
So, which I personally struggle with a lot, but I would be careful of like it's okay to go out on a date with a guy and to get a better read on who they are, mm-hmm. or like give it a couple dates or something and kind of open your parameters a little bit if mm-hmm. you're feeling like, oh, I can't find anybody. But also like maybe you just haven't met your person yet. And I think that's okay too. So yeah. give yourself a little bit of a break, but please distance yourself from this guy. Like you really, really need to.
From this guy. And maybe don't be so harsh on other guys.
Yeah.
Like this is not gossiping. If my sister were here, she would say it too. A guy could chew gum wrong and she'd be like, I can't be with him.
No, literally me.
And I've sat there multiple times. And I've been like, you know nothing about him. You're judging him off of how he chews his gum. Yeah. And she said she's like freakishly tall. She's not, but she is taller. And she said she'll only date like super tall guys if they're shorter or like not above 6 feet, she won't date them. And I was like, well, that's cutting out a lot of men, Alicia, you know? Yeah. And like, we gotta be realistic. Like, if you're expecting a 12 out of 10, mm-hmm. guess what? You're probably not gonna find him for a while. Like, he's out there for sure. The 12's out there, but good luck trying to find him. And when you're cutting out half of the population of men, just maybe next time someone shows interest in you, maybe say yes to coffee just to learn how to go on a date with someone.
And it sounds like you got in the trap with this guy because he gave you attention and you haven't had attention before. So you were like, oh, my gosh, what is this?
And she felt safe because he's letting her know that he likes her.
Yes. I will say, like, when I finally forced myself to go on a date through, like, dating apps, which I was, like, so scared. But, like, Ash and everyone was like, dear God, go. Like, wipe the dust off of your, like.
It's not a big deal.
Go on a date. I will say, even though, like, it was not a love match, one of them did end up cyberstalking me for, like, 3 years. It's okay. We're moving on. I still, in those moments when I was sitting there on the date and watching this guy be, like, interested in me, it did kind of help me to be like, yeah, Taryn, like, you're dope. Like, you're really cool. You're desirable. Like, you can have a conversation. Like, you can sit and, like, have someone be actually intrigued by you.
Yeah.
And that helped me to just kind of be reminded of, like, who I am. Will you always get a good date scenario? No. But I think just, like, practicing those muscles, it's, like, good.
1,000%. I said this on my individual episode. There's only one episode where I recorded by myself and everyone wanted me to talk about dating. And I said that something that dramatically changed for me that I think everyone should try at some point was just to date to date. And I know people feel like they can't have casual dating relationships, but I'm not saying to date the same person casually. I'm saying to date casually.
No, and like you went on so many first dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so good at the first date. I know exactly what to ask. I know how to like judge whether or not I actually like them. I know how to keep the conversation going. All things that I wasn't able to do before that.
Yeah.
And I think there's nothing wrong with learning to be good at dating. It doesn't mean that you're leading someone on. It doesn't mean that you're playing, that you're like easy in any way because you casually date. I think dating is a skill, and I think there's nothing wrong with learning how to be better at it.
Yeah. Faux show.
Period.
Period.
Well, good luck.
Good luck.
Dating's the worst, but good the luck best. But
and
the worst.
Boy, bye.
All right, let's go ahead and get into mine. Mine's a fun little shorty, but interesting. This one is titled Finances in Relationships.
Finances in Relationships? Mm-hmm. Ooh, interesting. Ooh.
Hello, ladies. Hey. First off, I love the podcast. It's not so serious conversation about serious topics with realistic advice. I feel like I can vent to my girlfriends. I love how she worded that.
I'm like, wait, should we change our bio?
I know. It's not so serious conversation about serious topics with realistic advice.
With a
Someone
couple
write
hotties.
It down. That's good.
Did you hear my addition?
What'd you say?
With a couple hotties.
With a couple hotties, Avi.
Hot girls that address, that's what I'm saying. Hot girls that address
hot,
not so
sexy
serious.
Women who address not so serious.
Anyways.
Wow. Don't worry. We're just joking.
No, we're not.
Sarcastic. So into my problem. I'd like to remain anonymous, please. I am a 29-year-old doctor dating a 29-year-old nurse. Seems like we've had a lot in common, right? Yes. That's honestly where our similarities end.
Oh.
I grew up pretty wealthy. My dad's a doctor and our family did struggle for a little bit, but into high school and beyond, we're doing pretty well. So I lived a very comfortable life, doing and buying basically what I wanted within reason. I don't own a lot of brand name things, but if I need something, I'll buy it. And I don't have to second guess that. On the other hand, my boyfriend grew up with nothing. He's making decent money now, but it seems he can't get out of the mentality of penny pinching. His car is beat up from a deer that hit him, and he lives in a room smaller than a walk-in closet. He's saving all of his money for a house and a truck one day, but right now he's living as if he has zero money. I live in a townhouse, and when my car is broken or damaged, I fix it right away. We hardly eat out because buying groceries for him and making food at home is cheaper. We don't go places because he's working all the time, as am I, and he's trying to make enough to make his goals. We've only been dating a couple months, but it already seems like our lifestyles may not match. I'm really, really attracted to his drive and ambition and work ethic, but will his view on money change later on? And should I be hoping for that, or is it too different of a lifestyle? Also, should I be feeling like he should be taking me out on dates and wooing me, but maybe I should be patient? Really appreciate the advice. Love you guys.
Ooh, the lolly.
I think this is fascinating. This is a really cool, interesting conversation. Because essentially, I feel like what you have to do is look at yourself. Mm-hmm. It's important to remember everyone's paths are different.
Yeah.
And I feel like you obviously know that. You recognize where he's come from. You recognize where you've come from. But everyone's path is different and everyone's path is leading in different areas.
Yes.
And I think it's important to recognize when someone is going through something or when they're on their path to getting somewhere.
Yes.
And I think it's a little harsh to judge him based on where he's at. And it is really important to look at his potential.
Yeah.
And I think it is really cool that he's come from nothing, that he's worked this far and gotten himself into a really awesome job, and that he's saving money for a house. Not for something stupid. Mm-hmm. Not for a toy. Like he's actually making really adult decisions and planning his life towards making it better and investing in a home and getting himself a good car. I get that, especially in the beginning stages of dating, you want to like go out, you want to get ready, you want to be flirty, you want to be like doing things. But there's ways to work with that.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with you, but I also would. It's one of those things too where it's like you want to almost watch for patterns. Mm-hmm. Like when I think we talked about this in Confident Collective, maybe on like their episode. Mm-hmm. Where it was like, if you see, like, every time there's issues in a relationship, you look back and you see, like, red flags of stuff, like, when you're dating, and you're like, yeah. Why did I not, like, address this?
Yeah.
The only thing I'll say is, like, it would be interesting, and I don't know how you find that out, to know, like, is this just going to be for a season of time, or is this going to be, like, patterns that happen in the whole relationship?
Yeah.
Is this just in finances because he's getting a house, mm-hmm. or is your relationship going to be based on him prioritizing what is the most important to him and putting all his focus on?
Yeah.
When obviously for you, you do have other things that you prioritize too. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a lot of, I feel like you need to have a very like honest, open conversation. I don't know why couples always avoid the talks of money, but I think it is the absolute most important thing you should talk about before getting in serious relationships or marriages.
Yeah.
But for me, I would be like, okay, obviously I understand what you're doing and you're saving up for, but date night does not have to be like,
that's what I was going
to
say.
I want a reservation at Catch and I want us to like drive, like rent a limo to like, blah, blah. Like,
limo.
I literally, if someone planned out a fun night and we drove through Del Taco for the food, I'm sold. First of all,
yeah,
Del Taco is amazing. Second of all, like, it's not about that. It's about the effort.
Yeah.
So I think maybe having that conversation with him where you find a compromise, but also being like, if we're talking about a future together, I want to know that like we can prioritize things, but that you're still hearing me.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to be hearing you. So it's, I just would be interested if this is solely, I'm trying to buy a house, this is my goal I hit, and then we're going to move on with our life. Cool. But if this is how he's going to operate, of him being like, nope, this is the most important, we don't have time for that. That's something that, like, I would struggle with in a relationship.
Yes. I think it's really important to recognize they've only been dating for 3 months.
Oh, I totally missed that part. Sorry.
Yes. So, obviously, we do need to talk about finances. That early in the relationship, probably not. So, I feel like I have the solution. I think what you need to do is be like, hey, babe, I've thoroughly been enjoying dating you. Turns out I need to be wined and dined a little bit.
Yeah.
Nothing against you or me. That just turns out I need it.
Yeah.
I realize you're budgeting and planning for a house. Love that. Would love to start doing low-key chill date nights.
Yeah.
Where we still get dressed up. Like, we still, like, have a glass of wine or something on the couch. Like, let's make it a thing. Because it turns out I need that. And then see how he reacts to that.
Yeah.
If he shows up and does it and, like, has a cute little picnic for you in the living room, I adore that, and it shows that he cares and he is trying to, like, budget and live life at the same time. If he doesn't do that, he might not be the guy for you.
I think, too, it's finding, like, there's no cut and dry or cut and paste, like, relationship recipe. So for me and he who shall not be named, my ex, we did month-iversaries, and we called it that because we thought it was funny and cheesy. But it was literally – so we, like, got together on the 30th of July, right? Mm-hmm. That was, like, when we made it official. So every 30th, it would be a fun date, and we went back and forth on planning it.
Yeah.
So, like, part of what's fun about dating is, like, it's not all, like, cupcakes and rainbows all the time. No. Like, it is being like, hey, I'll come over and cook dinner and, like, just hanging out and being with each other. But – it is nice to have those every once in a while, kind of more extra things. So, like, it got to the point where, like, our relationship, I mean, we were together for 4 years and we always did that. And sometimes it would be really simple. Like, you know, like, one time it was my turn and I, like, made a tent and, like, put twinkle lights and we watched a movie. Like, or sometimes it would be, like, as simple as going out to dinner somewhere or, like, going to the beach and watching the sunset. Mm-hmm. Like, but it was one day a month where we were, like, extra intentional on each other. Yeah. And it was, and for me, my planning was every other month. So doable. You know what I mean? So I think it's finding, like Ash was saying, of just being like, hey, like, I get you're saving money and, like, I want to respect that. But, like, I do miss, like, I want us to, we just started dating. Like, I want us to have fun, cool dates. So, like, let's come up with a routine that, like, works best for us and then kind of go from there.
And if you do what Taryn did, obviously you guys have busy schedules, both being in, like, hospital work. Once a month for him to pay for something is way better than every week.
I agree.
You know, so for him to be like, hey, like, I'm saving for a house, I'm saving for a truck, I can also put some away for every other month doing something bigger and more elaborate for you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you need to talk to him about that, but I think the way I worded it is a perfect segue to see, like, how he responds and reacts.
Yeah.
And I do think there's nothing wrong with needing someone who's a little more financially stable. I think that's something that you have to kind of, like, self-reflect on and see if that's something you need. I know that's a big deal to some people and it's not a big deal to others. And I think you need to realize if that's going to be a problem for you. Because if it is, then save your guy's time. And recognize that even though he's great, like, he doesn't have one of your qualifications.
Yeah, basically what our advice we were giving in the beginning when I didn't realize you were only together for 3 months. Yeah. Great advice for what's to come if this continues.
Yes.
But with it just being 3 months, I think, just like – and remember, like, something I used to always – and I'll always, like, remind Ash too, like – I'm like, it's just conversations. Like, even though, like, to you, you're trying to solve a conflict that's within, you can still keep it light and fun and just be like, hey, like, I just have been really, like, wanting us to, like, go on dates, but I know you're saving money, so I'd love to come up with something fun. It doesn't have to be, like, this big come to Jesus, like, conversation. 100%. It can be, like, simple.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be that big of a deal. Also, like, you being a doctor at 29 means you flew through school. Or not only flew through school, but, like, you actually did it in correct time. And coming, being someone who it took 6 years to graduate college, he could still get there.
Yeah.
Like, maybe his goal is doctor. I don't know. But, like, some people need a little more time to reach their goals, or don't have, obviously, the finances to go through your education. What's it called? Doctorate program. Oh, what's it called? Like, PhD. There you go. Yeah. And sometimes it takes people a little longer. So you want to give him like room and the flexibility to do that and like show up for himself. But again, I think the first step is self-reflection. Is this a must? Because if it is, don't break his heart. And then secondly, give him the opportunity to create something fun for a date night and see if he is able to come through in that way.
I love that.
But congrats on being a doctor at 29. You're doing way better than Taryn and I put together.
She ain't lying.
And I love that you are being so open and honest about like what you're looking for in a person, because I think that's how you're going to find your person, is being aware of like what are the requirements to be in your life. And I hope it works out for you guys.
I do too.
But if not, you'll be okay. You're a doctor.
You're a doctor. You're way ahead. Well, shall we end in our traditional fashion?
Obviously.
Duh.
Durr.
Okay. Daughter. Dad, why are you staring at the orange juice container? Dad, it says concentrate.
Oh, my God.
Gold.
Gold. Guys, you already know, if you made it to the dad joke, we love you the mostest. Be sure to follow us on socials. Yes. We work really hard on them. And by we mean Mandy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to us and, you know, coming to us for advice. We appreciate all of you. And we will talk to you next Monday. Okay, love you.
Love you. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.